弟兄姐妹平安，感谢神，我们一同来赞美敬拜我们的神。
Thank God, we come together to worship and praise our God.
那今天我们分享的经文呢，是记载在罗马书的第二章十二到十六节。
Our sermon today is going to be in Romans chapter 2, verse 12 to 16.
我先用中文读，然后姐妹呢是用英文来读。罗马书第二章十二节，凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。原来在神面前不是听律法为义，乃是行律法的称义。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用刻在他们的心里，他们是是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念是互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。就在神借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law and who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law of themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness.And their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secret through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，在主日的早晨，我们教会中的弟兄姐妹大大小小一同来敬拜你，因为你是万王之王，你是万主之主，你不仅仅是创造了万有，你也借着耶稣基督舍命。重新赐给我们一个永不朽坏的新生命，使我们重新成为一个有灵的活人。我们向你献上感恩和赞美。我们求主祝福以下正道的时间，我们要用你的话来敬拜你。求主的圣灵充满我们这里每一位弟兄姐妹，你借着讲台解开你自己的话语，因为你的话语实是与人通达。求主帮助我们脱去一切污秽的和淫余的邪恶，存着温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，使我们在真道上扎根，帮助我们明白真道，持守真道，活出真道。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，感谢主啊！这个我们今天的经文呢，已经来到了这个罗马书的第二章的十二到十六节的经文。
Thank Lord, our verses has come to the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 12 to 16.
那我们先用一点点的时间呢，来回顾。这个我们上一段经文所分享的一些主要内容作为经文的一些背景。
Let's take a little time to review the main point of the previous passage as a background for today's sharing.
那么上一个主日呢，我们分享的是罗马书的这个第二章一到十一节的经文。
Last Sunday we share was well into Romans chapter 2 and the verse we share were verse 1 to 11.
那我们分享的题目呢是神公义的审判。
The title is God's Righteous Judgment.
我们在读罗马书第二章的时候呢，我们会发觉保罗的讲话的对象呢，是一群是以自己的道德认为自己道德行为不错的一群犹太人。
As we read Romans 2, we find that Paul is speaking to a group of Jews who thought they were good at moral behavior.
他们沾沾自喜呢，坐在一个审判者的一个地位，来审判那些故意不认识神的外邦人。
The complicity sat in the position of judgment on Gentiles who willfully did not know God.
因为我们知道这个，在第一章从十八节开始的时候呢，神借着保罗说那些任凭那些任凭淫乱的人搞同性恋的人和故意不认识的人呢，是让他们这个走向这个死亡的。
For we know that in chapter 1, verse 18, God said through Paul that those who are left in perish are those who lust, those who engage in homosexuality, and those who willfully do not know God.
但是呢，到这个第二章的时候呢，那保罗的话锋一转，对着那些自以为道德不错的人，道德不错的犹太人呢，说这个这样的话。
But we see that in chapter 2, Paul turns the table and say to the Jews who think they are good morals,
他 他说你们这论断人的，无论你是谁也无可推诿，你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪，因你这论断人的，自己所行的却和别人是一样的。
He said, you therefore had no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever points you judge another, you're condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things.
因为神的审判呢，是根据真理来审判的。
Because God judges according to truth.
有一天当审判来临的时候呢，你们这些所谓道德不错的人呢，都要受到同样的一个审判。
One day when judgment comes, all of you who are supposedly morally good will be judged in the same way.
因为你们和你们那些论断你们所论断的人所行的呢，都是一样的。
Because you are doing the same thing as those you are judging.
因为我们知道神知道这个人内心所的心里的思念到底是如何的。
For we know that God knows what is in the heart of man.
那并且呢，警告那些道德不错的人不要藐视神的审判。
And warns those of good morals not to despise God's judgment.
你们这些人呢，是也不能逃脱神的审判。
For you will not escape it.
那么最后在十一节的时候呢，这个神借着保罗说，神的审判呢是不偏待人的。
The final verse in verse 11 tells the Jews that God's judgment is not partial.
那么这是第二章上一段经文所这个主要所分享的主要的内容。
This is the main point of chapter 2.
那么我们要知道这个保罗呢，从第一章从十八节开始呢，讲人因着神因着人的罪呢神的愤怒呢从天上显明在一切不且不义的人身上。
We need to realize that Romans chapter 1 verse 18, the wrath of God being revealed from heaven against the ungodly and unrighteous because of man's sin.
那么进入到第二章以后呢，保罗是大篇幅的讲神的审判。
Once we get into chapter 2, Paul is speaking at great length about God's judgment.
那首先讲到犹太人的自傲呢，他要带来神的一个审判的。
First, talk about Jewish pride brings God's judgment.
那么接下来呢，就要保罗要讲两种人的对两种人的审判。
Then two kinds of human judgment.
那一种呢是针对这个没有摩西律法的，那另一种呢是针对有摩西律法的这个犹太人。
One is for those without the law, and one is for the Jews with the law.
那今天这段经文呢是针对没有摩西律法的人。
Today's verses are directed to those who do not have the law.
那保罗呢，这是从神的角度来警告人。
Paul is warning people from God's point of view.
那神对罪人呢，是有公义的审判的。
That God has righteous judgment on sinners.
那虽然看上去这个保罗是写给当时罗马教会的书信，但是对于我们今天的基督徒是一个非常重要的一个警醒的。
Although it appears to be a letter written by Paul to the church in the Rome at that time, it is quite a wake-up call for all Christians today.
我们需要常常问我们自己，当审判来临的时候，我的情况如何？我们自己会站立得住吗？
We often have to ask ourselves, what will our situation be when God's judgment comes? Will we be able to stand?
那今天的基督徒虽然好像也知道什么是福音，但是对审判的信息呢，都是不太愿意听的。
Today's Christian, though they seem to know what the gospel is, but are reluctant to listen to the message of judgment.
也不太愿意讲的，因为人喜欢讲好听的话。
Or to preach it, because people like to preach nice things.
那我举一个例子，你就明白了。
Let me give you an example and you will understand.
那曾经呢，有一个牧者呢，他是这个分享了一个在追思礼拜上所发生的事情。
A pastor once shared what happened at a memorial service.
那有一个弟兄过世了。
Brother passed away.
那教会的弟兄姐妹家里的太太和女儿呢，都来参加这个弟兄的这个追思礼拜。
All the brother and sister of the church, the wife and the daughter of the family were all attending the brother memorial service.
台上的主持人呢，滔滔不绝地讲述这个过世的弟兄的生平。
And the host on the stage was talking endlessly about the life of the brother who passed away.
那从出生到离世的生平都是讲得非常完美。
From birth to death, his life was exceptionally perfect, a life without flaws.
没有缺点的人生。
A life without flawless.
对神、对人、对太太、对家里的人、对事都是尽善尽美的。
He was perfect to God, to people, to his wife, to his family, and to everything.
但是听着听着呢，这个坐在下面的太太她听不下去了。
The wife couldn't listen any longer.
他就抬头非常疑惑的心想，这个主持人是不是在讲他的先生呢？
She looked up and very confused, wondering if the host was talking about her husband.
那么他呢就推推旁边的女儿说，你上去看一看躺在棺材里的是不是你爸爸。
So she asked her daughter, go up and see if it's your father who's lying in the coffin.
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
那这就是当一个人走完地上的人生的时候呢，这个地上的人总是对过世的人呢，总是用美好的言辞来评价这个人的一生。
It means that when a people finishes his or her earthly life, the people on earth always have wonderful things to say about the person who has passed on.
但是和他生活每天生活在一起的太太呢，是知道这个弟兄的情况，与主持人这个追思礼拜上的主持人所讲的差距是很大的。
But his wife who lives with him every day is aware that there is a huge gap between his situation and what the hosts are telling him.
那为什么主持人在追思礼拜上花了大量的篇幅来赞美这个弟兄呢？
Why did the host spend a significant portion of memorial service praising this deceased brother?
因为人一般以为人离开了世界就是一了百了了，没必要去提那些不愉快的事情。
Because people generally think that people leave the world, there is no need to mention something unpleasant.
但是我们要知道，当一个人离开世界以后，他要面对的是神的审判。
But we need to realize that after a person leaves the world, he is looking for God's judgment.
那圣经告诉我们说，按着定命呢，人人都有一死，且死后是有审判的。
The Bible tells us, just as people destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
那神的审判呢，不会像这个刚才讲到追思礼拜上的一个主持人啊那样说，只说这个人喜欢听的好话。
God's judgment will not like the host of the memorial service who only say what people like to hear, what is good to hear.
神要打开我们的一生，审判我们在地上所做的一切，包括我们的心里的意念，都要审判。
God is going to open our whole life and judge everything we have done on earth, including the intentions of our hearts and mind that will be judged.
因为前面的经文呢，是告诉我们说，第二章第六节，他说，他必照着个人的行为报应个人。
Because the previous verses tell us, chapter 2, verse 6, God will repay each person according to what they have done.
所以我们要看见，人给一个过世的人评价，是与神对我们在地上人生的审判它是完全是不一样的，是有很大的差距的。
So we are going to see the difference between a human assessment of a deceased person and a God's judgment of our earthly life is immense.
那么今天这个经文的十六节，这个经文也告诉我们，神连我们隐秘的事呢，他都知道，他都要审判的。
The verse here in verse 16, God knows even our hidden things and will judge.
那人呢，往往喜欢听，往往喜欢被人评论，这个的时候呢，是听好话。但我们的神不是这样的。
People tend to like to hear good things when they are being evaluated, but not our God.
他对每个人都有审判的。
He has judgment for everyone.
是就是，不是就不是。
Yes means yes, and no means no.
没有任何人可以在神面前是隐藏的。
There is no one who can hide from God.
所以呢，我们看到神借着保罗呢，在第二章他极力的大篇幅的来告诉我们，神是如何看待公义审判这件事情的，神是如何审判的。
So we see that through Paul, God is telling us in chapter 2 that how God views this matter of righteous judgment, how God judges.
因为呢，这件事情呢，是对我们的生命是非常重要的一件事情。这不仅仅是涉及我们今后多少年的事情，而是关乎我们永死还是永活的问题。
Because this is such an important thing of our life, it's not just a matter of how many years we have ahead of us, it's a matter of whether we live forever or whether we die forever.
这才是生命攸关的大事情。
This is all that matters in life.
那么今天的这段经文呢，这个涉及的问题很多。
Today's passage deals with a lot of issues.
那比如说，神是如何审判没有律法的外邦人？
Like how does God judge Gentiles who don't have the law?
那甚至这个也涉及到神如何审判那些从来没有听过福音的人。
And it even deals with how God judge people who have never heard of gospel.
比如说神是如何审判像这个古代这个中国古代这个圣贤之类的。
How did God judge like the Chinese sages and such?
他们好像行为也不错，但是呢，他们没有机会听到福音。
People who seem to have good behavior but had no chance of hearing the gospel.
那我们将在这个第三段的经文呢，是来回答这些问题。
We are going to answer those questions on with three verses.
那今天我们要这段经文来分享以下三点信息。
So today we are going to use this passage to share three messages.
那第一点呢，是神审判的焦点是人的罪。
First point, God's judgment focuses on human sins.
第二呢，神审判呢，按照人心里的律法。
Second, God's judgment is according to the law written in human hearts.
第三呢，神审判人隐秘的事情。
Third, God's judgment reveals the secret of human hearts.
那我们现在来看这个第一点。
Let's look at point one.
第一点，神审判的焦点是人的罪。
God's judgment focuses on human sin.
那我们来看这个第十二节经文。
Let's look at verse 12.
凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。
All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law.
那我们先来看第一句话。
Let's look at the first verse.
那这里中文的和合本的翻译呢，可能会引起一些误会。
Here's a possible misunderstanding of the translation of the first sentence in Chinese version.
凡没有律法犯了罪的，也不按律法灭亡。这一句的翻译很容易让人以为，凡没有律法的就不灭亡了。All
who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. This translation of this verse could easily lead one to think that whoever is without the law will not perish.
请大家注意，这一节经文不是说没有律法的不灭亡。 这节经文的意思是说，凡没有律法的，他们要灭亡的，但是不是按着律法来审判他。Please
know that this verse does not say that those without the law will not perish, but it means that those without the law will perish, but they will not be judged according to the law.
那换句话说，他们是必定灭亡的，但是不是按着律法来审判他们。In
other words, they will perish, but they will not be judged according to the law.
那否则就乱套了。
Otherwise, it will be all messed up.
哦，这样好了，这个犹太人这个有律法守不住就灭亡，那外邦人这个没有律法就不灭亡了。
The Jews will perish if they can't keep the law, and then the Gentiles won't perish if they don't have the law.
那这样的话，这个越听到越要受审判，吓死人了，下个礼拜不来了。
In which case, the more they hear the word, the more they will be judged. It's scary. They won't come to the next week's sermon.
不是的啊，不是这个意思。
No, that's not it.
再说一遍，没有律法的这个律法呢是摩西律法。没有律法是要灭亡的，但是呢，它是不是按着律法来受审判。I'll
say that again. There is no law, and the law refers to the law of Moses. And those who do not have the law will perish, but they will not be judged according to the law.
神的意思呢是非常清楚，有律法呢是按着明文规定的律法来审判他们，没有律法的呢神就不用律法来审判他们。
God's will is very clear. Those who have the law will be judged according to the explicit regulation of the law, and those who without the law will not be judged by the law.
没有律法的人呢，审判以后呢，这个结局就是灭亡。
The outcome of the judgment for those without the law is destruction.
我们要注意这个第二章十二节这个经文当中，十三节经文当中呢，是有两处犯了罪的。
We should pay attention to Romans chapter 2, verse 12, where the phrase sinned appeared twice in the original text.
它在原文呢，这是指过去的一个时间点，他们犯罪，并且呢，是一直在犯罪。
It is expressed in the past tense, indicating that they sin and continue to sin.
那意思就是这个人呢，一直不断的犯罪，得罪神。
Implying that people are continuously sinning and offending God.
那英文呢，这个是用一般现在时来表达不断犯罪的意思。In
English, the present tense is used to express the idea of ongoing sin.
那么这两处呢是犯了罪的，一种呢是指没有律法的外邦人，一种呢是指这个有律法的犹太人。These
two instances of sin refer to two groups, the Gentiles who do not have the law and the Jews who do have the law.
而前面一种没有律法的外邦人呢，保罗告诉我们，这个审判的结果呢就是灭亡。
The Gentiles without the law, Paul tells us that the result of their judgment is destruction.
而这个里的灭亡呢，它是用将来时，原文是用将来时来表达。那换句话说，主再来的时候呢，这些没有律法的人呢，都会受到审判，并且呢，结局是灭亡。The
original word for perish here is in the future tense. In other words, this is the time of the Lord's return. All those without the law will be judged and have the end of perishing.
我们要问圣经当中有没有这样的一个律，这个例子，说没有律法的就被神审判的先例呢？
We have to ask if there are any precedents in the Bible which such people were judged by God without the law.
有的，其实还是蛮多的。
There are actually quite a few.
在创世纪的第十八章那里记录了这个耶和华与两个天使和这个亚伯拉罕对话。
In Genesis 18, it is recorded that the Lord came with two angels and speak with Abraham.
那在这个创世纪十八章二十节，耶和华说：“索多玛、俄摩拉的罪呢，罪恶甚重，声闻于我。”
Genesis chapter 18, verse 20. Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous."
那圣经告诉我们，索多玛呢是这个城市呢，连十个义人都没有。
Bible tells us that the city of Sodom did not even have 10 righteous people.
这个义人呢，他不是说保罗所说的义人，是在行为上按着这个神的行义这个心意来行的，还是不错的意思。
And the righteous here are not the righteous that Paul is talking about. That is those who are still good in terms of behavior according to God's will.
所以他们也不是完美无缺的人。
But not perfect.
那么，并且在十九章那里记录了这个住在索多玛的城市里面的人呢，这个要出来，这个要和这个两个天使呢，要行淫乱的事情。
And it is recorded that these people intended to commit sexual immorality with two angels.
结果呢，神用硫磺和火呢，是毁灭了这两个城市。
God destroyed these two cities with suffering fire.
我们要注意的是，神毁灭这两个城市是还没有摩西律法的时候。
We must note that God's destruction of the city occurred before the time of Moses' law.
因为亚伯拉罕的时代呢，他比这个摩西律法的时代呢要早五六百年的时间。
Because Abraham lived 500 to 600 years before Moses.
虽然这个时候还没有律法，但是神还是照着他们所行的恶呢，全数毁灭。
Even though there was no law at the time, God still destroyed them completely according to their wicked deeds.
因为他们的淫乱呢的罪呢，是惹动了神的怒气。
Their sin of immorality provoked God's wrath.
当神的怒气积累到一定的程度以后呢，审判就被就临到了。
And when His wrath reached a certain point, His judgment came upon them.
那有的学者称这个也是末日的一个审判的预言。
Some scholars refer to this as a foreshadowing of the final judgment.
是因为神是用硫磺和火去毁灭他们的。
As God used suffering and fire to destroy them.
是也是预表了这个地狱呢，它是充满了硫磺与火湖的。
Symbolizing that the hell is filled with suffering and lake of fire.
弟兄姐妹，圣经告诉我们，神是烈火，是轻慢不得的。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us God is consuming fire; He is not be taken lightly.
我们再来看第二章十二节，凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。
Let's see Romans chapter 2, verse 12. All who sin under the law will be judged by the law.
那么这个是指的犹太人，因为他们是有律法的。
This refers to the Jews because they have the law.
那我们知道这个神借着摩西呢给以色列人律法，所以当以色列人没有遵守律法的时候呢，神就用律法这个没有守住律法的时候呢，神就用这个律法来审判他们。
We know that God gave the law to the Israelites through Moses. And so when Israelites failed to keep the law, God judged them by the law.
神派先知这个警告以色列人不要拜偶像，要行神眼中看为正的事情。
God sent prophet to warn the Israelites not to worship idols and to do what is right in God's eye.
但是以色列人不听，结果呢，神用亚述和巴比伦呢审判以色列人。
But the Israelites did not listen, so God used Assyria and Babylon to judge them.
这是神曾经对以色列人这个在历史上的一个审判。
This was God's judgment on the Israelites in history.
所以你有律法的呢，神必定用律法来审判你。
Therefore, for those who have the law, God will surely judge them by the law.
那我们要注意，这里的这个审判都是指的是将来的一个时态，就是在末日的一个审判。
The word judgment here is in the future tense in the original text, meaning that the day of judgment.
那有律法的这个犹太人呢，他依然要接受神的一个审判。神是不偏待人的，无论你是谁。
Jews who have the law will still face the Lord's judgment. God does not show favoritism, no matter who you are.
你有摩西律法的和没有摩西律法的都要面临审判。
Whenever you have the Mosaic law or not, you will face judgment.
我们再来看这个十三节的经文，原来在神面前不是听律法为义，乃是行律法的称义。
Let's see Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
那么这里第一次讲到了称义，虽然呢这个犹太人这个有摩西律法， 是听了这个律法，但审判的时候呢，是按照你所行的，用律法来审判你。
This is the first mention of being declared righteous. Even though you Jews have the Mosaic law and have heard it, doing judgment, you will be judged according to your action by the law.
那我们知道，这个犹太人他即使是有律法，其实也是没有守住。
We know that even though Jews have the law, they cannot fully keep it.
那后面的这个罗马书告诉我们，律法的功用呢，是叫人知罪的。
Late in Romans, it tells us that the purpose of the law is to make people aware of their sin.
所以保罗在这两节经文当中，就是无论你是谁，你是有律法的还是没有律法的，审判的焦点呢，就是你的行为是有罪还是没有罪。
So Paul's point in these two verses is that regardless of who you are, whether you have the law or not, the focus of judgment is whether you action are sinful.
那保罗其实他是要引人看见，人靠自己是不可能是没有罪的。
Paul is actually leading people to see that it is impossible for anyone to be without sin on their own.
那不可能逃脱神的审判，如果没有这个基督的话，就是一个灭亡的一个信息。
And it is impossible to escape from God's judgment. Without Christ, there is only destruction.
因为圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Because the Bible tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond care. Who can understand it?
那今天我们这些蒙恩得救的基督徒呢，我们既然是知道我们的本相，我们就应该常常省察我们在神面前是不是里面有诡诈。
Today, as Christians who have received grace and salvation, since we know our true nature, we should constantly examine the deceit within us.
以免我们的行事为人是羞辱神的名，神的名不是在我们这里得荣耀，而是得了亏损。
Lest our action bring shame to God's name, and His name is dishonored instead of glorified in us.
那我们来看这个第二点，神审判按着人的心里的律法。
Let's see second point. God's judgment is according to the law written in human's heart.
那我们来看第十四节经文。
Let's look at Romans chapter 2, verse 14.
没有律法的外邦人，若是顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law of themselves, even though they do not have the law.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
意思就是外邦人是没有律法，没有摩西律法的，但是他们知道起码的一些事情是应该是如何去做的。
It means that Gentiles do not have the Mosaic law, but they know at least some basic things they should do.
因为无论是男是女，圣经告诉我们都是照着神的形象来被造的。
Because as the Bible tells us, both men and women are created in the image of God.
自己就是自己的律法，虽然没有律法，但神造人的时候呢，是把一些基本的律法放在人心里面的。
They are a law in themselves, although they do not have the law, God has placed some basic principle of law in their heart when He created them.
比如说，这个人是不可以杀人的。
For example, people know in their heart that murder is wrong.
人心里是知道的。
Because you know in your heart.
很多国家的民族，他虽然没有这个圣经，但是他们知道杀人是犯法的。
Many countries and culture, even without Bible, recognizing that murder is illegal.
也知道这个偷盗是不可以的。
They also know that theft is wrong.
也知道人是要孝敬父母的。
And that people should honor their parents.
那孔子的儒家就是积极来提倡这一些的。
Confucianism, which actively promoted these values, was advocated by Confucius.
孔子他不是犹太人，也不是基督徒。
He is not neither Jews nor a Christian.
他也没有读过摩西律法。
And had not read the Mosaic Law.
但是这些基本的律法，神在造人的时候早已经放在人的心里面。
Yet these basic principle of law was already placed in people's heart by God when He created them.
在十五节当中呢，是保罗是用良心来表达这个律法的功用的。
In verse 15, Paul uses the concept of conscience to express the function of this law.
我们来看第十五节经文。
Let's look at verse 15.
这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们的心里。他们是是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them at other times even defending them.
那第十五节的意思就是说，神的律法它有两个版本。
So this meaning of the first 15 is that God's law has two versions.
那一个是写在人心里面的，一个是写在摩西石板上的。
One is written on people's heart, and the other was written on the tablets of Moses.
没有律法的，神已经把这个律法呢是刻在人的心里面了。
For those without the law, God has already engraved the law on their hearts.
他们是非之心同作见证。
Their conscience bear witness.
这个是非之心就是良心会做见证的。
The sense of right and wrong or conscience will bear witness.
我们所做的对还是不对，人做的这个不对的时候呢，良心就会谴责我们的行为。
Testify to whether our actions are right or wrong. When people do wrong things, their conscience will accuse them of their action.
那么在非洲有一个部落。
In Africa, there is a tribe.
那么这个部落呢，是有一个非常有趣的事情，就是他们如何来确定谁犯了某件事情。
This tribe has a very interesting method to determine who committed a certain act.
那特别是当这个部落当中发生一些这个偷窃行为的事情呢，他们就会将所有的男人呢是排成一队。
Especially when theft occurred in the tribe, they line up all the men.
因为呢，偷窃常常是由男人做的。
Since theft is usually committed by men.
那么这个部落的首领呢，就会来问谁犯了偷窃的事情。
The tribe leader will ask who committed the theft.
那如果说是没有承认，没有人承认这个偷窃的事情呢，那部落的首领呢，就要求这些男人呢伸出舌头来。
If no one admit to it, the leader then asks the men to stick out their tongues.
那此时此刻呢，是有一个人会拿一把刀放在舌头上。
And someone will place a knife on the tongue.
那如果说舌头上是有唾液呢，刀就会被移开。
If there is saliva on the tongue, the knife will be removed.
那如果说舌头上如果没有唾液呢，是表示这个人如果说舌头上有唾液，表示这个人心里没有害怕，他有正常的唾液。
This is because if there is saliva on the tongue, it indicates that the person is not afraid and has normal saliva.
如果这个刀放在舌头上是没有唾液的，毫无疑问，这个人就是小偷。
If there is no saliva when the knife is placed on the tongue, there is no doubt that this person is the thief.
那他们总能分辨出谁是骗子。
They can always identify the liar.
因为他没有唾液，他在当他说谎的时候呢，他心里紧张啊，你的唾液就是干枯的。
Because the lack of saliva indicates nervousness. When you lie, you become anxious and your saliva dries up.
因为你的心里有一个思维的一个过程。
This is because there is a mental process.
就是人的良心知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Where a person's conscience knows what is right and wrong.
当你违背良心的时候呢，或者是欺骗自己良心的时候呢，就像当这个你在作弊的时候，你的身体会处在一种不断被发现的一种恐惧的状态当中的。
When you violate your conscience or deceive your own conscience, it's like when you cheat. Your body is in a constant state of fear and being discovered.
那人的心里面他就会发慌啊，人的嘴巴里面就是没有唾液了。
Causing anxiety in your heart, so you got like a lack of saliva.
那这是良心的作用。
This is the role of conscience.
那这就是人的良心啊，为人心里面的这个律法呢，是做见证。
This is how a person's conscience bear witness to the law written in their heart.
我们来看这个十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
并且他们的思念的互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Their thoughts will accuse or excuse them.
那是指的是良心与说谎之间呢，在争斗。
This refers to the struggle between conscience and lying.
那人要说谎，但是里面的良心呢，是在那里工作，告诉你说你正在说谎。
When a person wants to lie, their conscience is at work, telling them you are lying right now.
那你说谎的时候呢，人就不自然。他就紧张啊，慌张啊，都会出现。
When you lie, you become unnatural, anxious, and nervous.
曾经也有报道说，他是说一个婚姻出轨的人，他是回家不敢看自己配偶的眼睛的。
It has been reported that someone who has been unfaithful in a marriage avoid looking their spouse in the eye when they return home.
那为什么不敢看
？Why do they avoid eye contact？
因为心里的良心告诉他自己做了不该做的事情，自己背叛了婚姻的事情。
It is because their conscience know that they have done something wrong and betrayed the marriage.
我们知道创世纪当中的这个约翰。
We know that
约瑟，对不起。
We know that in the book of Genesis, Joseph.
在约瑟那个时代，他是这个没有律法的。
Joseph lived in the time when there was no law.
但他里面有良知和神和对神的一个敬畏。
But he had conscience and fear of God.
因为当他在面对波提法妻子诱惑的时候呢？旁边没有人旁边没有其他人这个的时候呢，他怎么说呢？他说 我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Therefore, when he faced a temptation from Potiphar's wife with no one else around, he said, "How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?"
所以这说明，即使没有律法，人里面的良知，他也能指导人行善，抵制罪恶的。
This shows that even without the law, a person's conscience can guide them to do good and resist evil.
因为我们都知道，约瑟那个时候是没有律法的。
Because we know they do not have the law at the time.
所以这个虽然外邦人没有律法，但是神在创造人的时候呢，他已经将神的形象放在了人的里面了。
When God has already placed His image within the people when He created them.
神已经将律法写在人的一个心里面。
God had written the law on their hearts.
当人这个犯罪越界触犯心里的这个法律的时候呢，或者当你这个遵守当你遵守法律的这个律法的时候呢，良心都会告诉你，你现在到底是做的对还是不对。
When people sin across the boundary of their conscience, or when they follow the law, their conscience will tell them whether their actions are right or wrong.
人的良心呢，就像一个烟雾报警器，当这个报警器响的时候呢，就是出问题的时候了。
A person's conscience is like a smoke detector. When it goes off, it indicates that there is a problem.
它会叫醒你，并且提醒你。
It wakes you up and reminds you.
你的良心告诉你，你现在所做的事情正是有罪的。
Your conscience telling you that what you're doing right now is sinful.
那人的良心可能是软弱的，也有可能是坚强的。
A person's conscience can be weak or strong.
若是良心常常发出警报，而人不愿意去处理的时候呢？他就不太像他以前那样的一个感觉了，就好像这个刹车盘，这个汽车的刹车盘已经磨损了。
If the conscience often sounds like our alarm is ignored, it is no longer has sensitivity it once had, just like a brake that has worn out.
那起不到刹车的功能了。
And no longer functions.
没有刹车的车子，它必定最后是闯祸的。
A car without brakes is designed to have an accident.
它必定是受到神公义的审判。
In similarity, a seer conscience will face God's righteous judgment.
所以外邦人虽然没有律法，但是神在人的心里面放了律法。有一天，神要用这个律法来审判人的。
Therefore, although Gentiles do not have the law, God has placed the law to their hand, to their hearts, and one day God will use this law to judge them.
弟兄姐妹，无论是有律法的还是没有律法的，都有良心的。
Brother and sister, whether one has the law or does not have the law, everyone has a conscience.
保罗在他的书信当中也常常提到良心。
Paul frequently mentioned conscience in the Bible.
当保罗自己在面对这个菲利士大人审问的时候呢，保罗大胆地说。
When Paul was being questioned by Felix, he boldly said.
他说，我因此自己勉励，对神对人常存无愧的良心。
So I strive away to keep my conscience clear before God and the man.
人的良心没有亏欠的话，就不会害怕神的一个审判的。
A person with a clear conscience has no fear of judgment's arrival.
我们现在来看第三点，神审判人隐秘的事。
Let's look at the last point. God's judgment reveals the secret of human hearts.
我们来看第十六节，就在神借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘的事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
Let's look at verse 16. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secret through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares.
那么这里说到这个神借着基督呢，来审判人隐秘的日子，这是在讲耶稣基督呢，在末日的时候呢，他要来审判人的。
This will take place on the day when God judges people's secret through Jesus Christ. This refers to Jesus Christ coming to judge people on the last day.
那圣经的其他经文也告诉我们，这个耶稣基督在末日的时候呢，他要审判人的。
Other verses also tell us that Jesus Christ will judge people on that day.
约翰福音五章二十二节，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
John chapter 5, verse 22nd, Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
我们来看照着我的福音所言这里。
According to my gospel,
我的福音就是耶稣基督的福音。
Refer to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗把耶稣基督的福音呢，已经看为自己生命当中的一个好消息。
Which Paul regards as a good news of his own life.
但是呢，要知道这个福音的好消息呢，但是你也必须要了解到这个福音当中福音的这个是有审判的信息的。
However, it is also important to understand that the gospel message contains a message of judgment.
因为在好消息之前是有一个坏消息。
This is because the good news is preceded by the bad news.
那坏消息就是人的罪呢，是惹动神的一个愤怒的。
Which is the wrath of God.
那一个人不愿意悔改归向耶稣基督呢，神是要审判他的。
If a person is unwilling to repent and turn to Jesus Christ, God will judge them.
保罗特地在十六节当中的经文当中讲到加了这个审判人隐密室的日子。
In verse 16, Paul specifically mentions the day when God judges people.
这日子当然是讲的是末后的一个这个最后的那一个审判日。
The day referred to the final judgment.
那就是审判人以为这个人不知道的一个事情。
Where God will judge the things people believe are unknown to other.
隐秘室呢，在这原文当中，它是指的是隐藏的事物、秘密，尤其是人内心的这个动机和思想。
Secret in the original text referred to hidden matters, secrets, especially motives and thought of the heart.
神不仅审判外在的行为，也审判人内心的隐秘的事情。
God judges not only external actions, but also hidden matter of the heart.
人往往在犯罪的时候，以为周围没有人，就抓住机会就会犯罪了。
People often think that when they commit sins, no one is around, so they seize the opportunity to sin.
那么这个犯罪呢，不仅仅是不认识人的外邦人会犯罪，即使是认识神的子民，他都会头脑发昏去犯的。
This sinning is not limited to those who do not know God. Even those who know God can become deluded and commit sins.
在撒母耳记这个下十一章那里，我们知道大卫这个以色列的君王。
In Samuel 11, we know that King David of Israel.
那大卫住在这个耶路撒冷，过着平安稳妥的日子。他把国家的一个重担呢，这个交给了这个元帅约雅。
And David lived in Jerusalem and enjoyed a peaceful and secure life. He entrusted the responsibility of protecting the nation to General Joab.
所以这个，然后这个有仇敌来侵犯的时候呢，大卫呢就不再亲自带兵了，乃是让约雅出去应战。
From then on, when enemies came to attack, David no longer led the troops himself, but sent Joab to fight on his behalf.
那有一天呢，这个太阳平息的时候，大家知道发生了什么事情。
So one day at sunset, when the sun going down,
那么大卫这个从床上起来，这正是这个君王这个糜烂生活的开始。
David got out of bed. This was the beginning of King Decadent and dissolute lifestyle.
就是在平台上他散步的时候呢，看见一个美女八十八在这个那里洗澡，他就想入非非了。
He was walking on the rooftop and saw a beautiful lady, Bathsheba, bathing.
那情欲呢，在他心里面发动，大卫呢就打发人把这个八十八呢接到皇宫里面。
And desire stirred his heart. David sent someone to bring Bathsheba to the palace.
那八十八是大卫手下乌利亚的妻子，她被接到大卫那里呢，大卫呢就和她犯了这个淫乱的一个罪。
Sheba was the wife of Uriah, one of David's servants. She went to David, and David committed sin of sexual immorality.
那么大卫在做这些事情的时候呢，是以为自己这个没有被人看到，以为这是隐秘的事情。
David thought no one has seen his action, but believed that was a secret.
但是大卫忘记了他的淫乱的事情呢，是被神看见了。神借着这个先知拿单呢，把这个丑事呢是揭露出来了。
But David forgot that his sexual immorality was seen by God, and God revealed his scandal through the prophet Nathan.
那弟兄姐妹，这个圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，我们的神呢是无所不知、无所不在的。
Brother and sister, the Bible clearly tells us our God is all-knowing and omnipresent.
那人在隐秘当中所犯的罪呢，神都是知道，神要审判的，神是轻慢不得的。
God knows all the sin committed in the secret, and He will judge them. God is not to be mocked.
大卫就这么一次淫乱，他家里面呢是25年不太平。
Because of David's one act, his household was troubled for 25 years.
那么儿女之间这个淫乱叫乱伦，儿子呢这个夺权要杀这个老子大卫。
And the son was trying to kill David.
有的时候人犯罪，神是会有现世报应的。
Sometimes God's judgment for sin is seen in this life.
有的时候呢，是人死了以后呢，是有报应的。
And other time is it is seen after death.
但是无论怎么样，我们知道神是公义的神。
We must remember that God is a just God.
人所做呢，神都要报应的。
He will surely repay what people have done.
那这里二章十六节的经文非常清楚地告诉我们，有一天耶稣基督要审判人的。
Romans chapter 2 verse 16 tells us that one day Jesus Christ will judge people.
无论你有律法的没有律法的都要接受神的审判
whether
人没有地方可逃的
whether you have the law or not you will be judged there is no place of people to escape God's presence
那圣经告诉我们他说这个我往哪里去躲避你的灵我往哪里去躲避你的面我若升到天上你在那里我若在阴间下榻你也在那里
where can I go from your spirit where can I flee from your presence if I go up to the heavens you are there if I make my bed in the depths you are there
隐秘的事呢，它最终要被神这个揭露并且审判的。
Secret sins will ultimately be revealed and judged by God.
神是公义的一个审判者。
God is just judge.
他的审判不基于这个外在的一个行为，也基于内心的动机和隐藏的意图。
And his judgment is based not only on outward action, but also inner motives and hidden intentions.
因此我们在生活当中，我们应该时刻保持清洁的心，行在神的光中。
Therefore, in our life, we should always remain a clean heart and walk in the light of God.
那有人在这里必定他要提问了。这里讲的律法，没有律法的人要审判。如果这些外邦人他不仅仅是没有律法，也从来没有听过这个耶稣基督，神是如何审判他们？
Some might ask here, this speak about how those without the law will be judged. What if these Gentiles have never had the law or heard of Jesus Christ? How will God judge them?
那好像神不公平。
It seems unfair.
有些人一辈子都没有听过这个福音，如果神审判他们，神就不公平了。
Some people have never heard of gospel in their entire life. They are judged.
因为他们没有机会啊。
Because they have no opportunities.
就比如说中国的圣贤孔子、孟子等等。
For example, Chinese sages like Confucius and Mencius.
那么他们从来没有听到过福音，但是他们的行为也是不错的。
Never heard of gospel, but their behavior was commendable.
那如果他们这个时候审判下地狱的话，是不是有点不公平呢？
If they are judged and sent to hell, does that seem not fair?
那有些孩子还没有从母亲的肚子里出生，他就死了，这些灵魂神如何来审判他们呢？
What about children who die before they are born? How would God judge these souls?
我们要注意的是，我们开始在这个讲这个信息的时候呢。神的审判的焦点是什么？是人的罪。
We need to remember that the focus of God's judgment is on human sin.
自从亚当犯罪以后呢，在亚当里以后的人呢，在神面前个个都是罪人。
Since Adam sins, all people after Adam are sinners before God.
都是应该受到审判下地狱的。
And deserve judgment in hell.
因为这是神的公义。
Because this is God's justice.
就像在前面十一章说的，神不偏待人。
As stated in verse 11, God does not show favoritism.
罪人下地狱才是最公平公义的事情。
It is most just and fair for sinner to go to hell.
一个人的灭亡是因为罪。
A person's destruction is due to sin.
那圣经当中的公义呢，它的意思就是没有与神的标准呢是对齐。有罪的人呢，他必须接受这个律法的一个制裁。
In the Bible, justice means being out of alignment with God's standard. Sinner must face the penalty of the law.
诗篇的第89篇14节，公义和公平是你宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在你的面前。
Psalm chapter 89, verse 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you.
我们再说一遍，公平和公义是神宝座的根基啊。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne.
所以没有律法的人都将在这个耶稣基督的面前受到审判。
All those without the law will be judged before Jesus Christ.
因为当亚当犯罪的时候的所有的人呢都犯了罪。
Because what Adam sinned, all humanity sinned.
亚当的原罪呢是归罪于每一个女人子宫里怀孕的孩子。
And Adam's original sin is attributed to every child conceived in a woman's womb.
这就是为什么即使是在子宫里也会有死亡因为妇女在受孕的那一刻亚当的罪孽就被归到每一个母亲的子宫里面了
This is why there can be death even in the womb because at the moment of conception Adam's sins is imputed in every child in the mother's womb
这个受孕的孩子他不是无辜的这个生命同样是抵挡神得罪神的生命
This child is not innocent This life is also against God and has sinned against God
所以同样有人问那些还没有出生就被流产的孩子有没有机会听到福音的耶稣基督他是如何审判他们的
Some might ask how will Jesus Christ judge those children who are miscarried before birth and never had a chance to hear the gospel
我们要知道他们不是在神面前不是无辜的
We have to know in God present they are not in the sin.
因为他们的生命在受孕的一刻就注定他们是罪人的身份，罪人下地狱 才是彰显神的公义的。
Because their life from the moment of conception is already marked by the status of the sinner. The fact that sinners go to hell reflects God's justice.
这些问题的背后是我们听到了福音，而他们没有听到了福音，是不是不公平？
The underlying question is whether it is fair that we have heard the gospel while they have not.
当我们在这样想的时候呢，是不要假定神欠我们的救恩。
You should think this way. Do not assume that God owes us salvation.
没有听到的福音若是灭亡，是因为他们的罪。
For those who have not heard the gospel perish, it is because of their sin.
能听到福音的是神的恩典，想要是神的恩典。要向神献上极大的一个感恩的。
Hearing the gospel is a gift of God's grace, and we should offer great gratitude to God.
假定这个在我面前有两个乞丐坐在我的面前。
For example, if I have two beggars in front of me.
那我只有一片面包。
And I only have one piece of bread.
那我给了其中一个乞丐，而另一个乞丐他没有得到。
So I give it to one, but the other one don't have it.
那个不能得到的不能说我欠他的面包。
The other one cannot claim that I owe him the bread.
我给其中一个人的面包，它是礼物。
The bread I give to the one person is a gift.
既然是礼物，就是表示我不欠他的。
And since it's a gift, it means I do not owe him anything.
在所有的历史历代当中，神不欠人的救恩。
Throughout history, God does not owe salvation to people.
因为他们本在神面前本是罪人的一个身份。
Because they are sinners before him by their very nature.
我们来看几段经文。
Let's look at a couple of verses.
使徒行传四章十二节，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Act chapter 4 verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
那么这个宣告，其实我们几个月之前我们分享过啊，这个道路在原文是唯一的道路，神没有给人类第二条道路。
We shared this declaration a few months ago, and the word way in the original text means the only way. God has not provided a second way for humanity.
提摩太前书第二章五节，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus.
神自己不会背乎他自己所说的话。
The God will not go against his own word.
好像除了这个耶稣基督以外，神再会给人一条路。
By providing another way apart from the faith in Jesus.
那么神的话语的权柄在哪里呢？
Otherwise, where is God's justice?
所以弟兄姐妹，神是不偏待人的。
Therefore, brother and sister, God shall no favoritism.
无论是有律法的和没有律法的，神都要审判。
He will judge both those without the law and those with the law.
求主帮助我们将这个审判的信息变成我们传福音的一个动力。
May the Lord help us turn this message of judgment into motivation and evangelism.
因为我们周围太多的人是活在神的震怒之下，还不以为然的。
Because there are so many people around us living under God's wrath, yet they are unaware of it.
我们基督祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你将这段经文摆在了我们的面前。我们看到主，你是公义的主，你万不以有罪的为无罪，你要审判世人，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了你的荣耀。我们已经得救的基督徒我们求主帮助我们再次赐给我们一个传福音的一个负担，使更多的人都能够愿意悔改来归向你，来脱离主你自己的一个愤怒，在这个弯曲悖谬的时代成为主合用的一个器皿，为主做美好的见证。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。